Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thrive at Any Age Summit. I'm your host, Maureen Mongrain, and over these 12 days, you will learn from more than 20 leading experts in the world and in the wellness field. They will teach you how to ignite your metabolism, increase your energy, and reclaim your youthful drive. And I want you all to have the most vibrant health and feel good every day. That is what I wish. And I highly suggest you listen to all the calls every morning. We send out an email that details all the interviews of the day. So I encourage you to listen with an open mind and an open heart. And here on today's show is Linda Landon. And Linda is an international coach, federated certified business coach, trained recovery coach, trained one taste coach, human design, Enneagram facilitator, somatic practitioner, and experienced seminar leader. She's author of The Power of Pause, Simple Meditations for Complicated Lives, and practices and teaches a wellness sexuality practice. Linda has worked with hundreds of clients ranging from business executives to couples with children to people in their mid-50s going through a major life transformation. And one thing that they all had in common, they lost their turn on and they can't find the ignition switch. Through her guidance, they learn how to ignite the spark that burns inside of them and to thrive. So welcome, Linda. I am so honored that you're here and that you're part of the summit. Gosh, I can't thank you enough.
Hi, Maureen. It's just fantastic to be here.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you know, I know you've had a very interesting past, and I know that you studied and worked and know Byron Katie very well. And you also did some studying with the Four Agreements with Don Miguel Roots, who went from a physician and more into the mind, which I find totally inspiring, especially right now. So with those kind of influences, why wellness?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of my story. Wellness, especially through the body and through touch, has been more my specialty, and integrating the physical with the emotional and the mental. And when I was a child, I already had the gift of touch. And I connected really deeply with touch through animals and nature. And then when I was in my early 20s, I found out that I was a natural healer. And I could put my hands on people, and they would wake up, and they would start things. They would have physical healing, but they would also have seeing and emotional healing. So there was a gift that was there in me that I've been incredibly grateful for. I also, as a child, had some, pretty significant issues. I was sexually molested, and that's been something that's also informed the work that I do now, because what I did with that was I learned how to heal from it, and oftentimes people come to me who have had some kind of sexual trauma, and through our work, either with couples or with people singly, I help them really heal that area and open up their sexual capacity and their vitality that way. But another thing I was mentioning to you when we spoke earlier was I also know what it's like when you're running your own business and you hit that place where you push and push and push and push, and then you just hit the ground exhausted. And I actually had an experience several years ago where I was doing everything that I was told, and I thought I was doing everything right, but it was just wearing me out, and I literally wound up on my hands and knees, and I had adrenal burnout, I was exhausted, I was sick, and my body just completely gave out. So I've also learned from that experience how to work in a way that's in alignment with who you are so that you can actually have more and more vitality and energy and resourcefulness as you get older. So that's a big piece that I bring to my clients. You know, everything that I do in my work with people is really based on my having walked through it myself.
Nice.
So I'm one of those people who's walked through it and come out the other side. And I often use this metaphor with my clients about, you know, somebody, like someone falls into a manhole and they can't get out. And they ask, they call their priest and the priest sends them a rosary and they feel better, but they still can't get out. Or their therapist sends them some Zoloft and maybe they're less anxious, but they're still stuck in the hole. Well, I'm the kind of person who jumps in the hole with them because I've been there and I know how to get out of the hole. And that's one of the joys of working with people is I can meet them where they are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, can you explain a little bit more what exactly, say, what you're doing with your clients right now?
Well, I'm working with a five-step process that basically helps people who are feeling stuck, burnt out, like they're losing their essential, like, vitality. And oftentimes there are people who are, like, 45 or older, and they're starting to feel like their life is kind of on the decline. So their relationships are stuck. Their business is kind of like, you know, putting the brakes on. And they have very little sexual vitality. And they're starting to get sick, exhausted. It's like their bodies are breaking down and they're starting to buy into the story that they're getting old. So those are the kinds of people that come to me. And what we do is we work with this five-step process where we identify what their unique genetic blueprint is. And we'll talk about that in a minute a little more. And then we look at all the beliefs and patterns that they've been running, not necessarily consciously, that are preventing them from having their unique vital energy and capacity to be successful. And then the third thing we do is we help them kind of reevaluate who they are with this new information and reset their direction so they can move forward into a life that really is fulfilling of who they are in their core. And also it feels good and it brings them more energy. And then they effortlessly move into step four, which is just moving into actions that are fueled by this renewed sense of vitality and desire. And then something else I do, which is the fifth part, is I give them practices that they can use on their own to cultivate this ignition and sustain it and keep it moving.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Or?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to focus on three of these parts. And the first part is something called human design. And human design is this cutting-edge personality assessment tool that synthesizes different kinds of ancient wisdoms like astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, and it also weaves into it quantum physics. And the thing that's phenomenal about this is I've worked with a lot of different assessment tools with clients. This one, above all, is so spot on. When I do readings with people, they just keep going, oh, my God, that feels like me. Nobody ever saw that about me. People feel so seen and so recognized when we run their chart and work with it. So what I do with people is I get their birth information and I run their chart. And then what we have in front of us is a whole archetype of who they are, ways they love, they hate, they learn, they grow, and how to access their essential vital energy. It's amazing. So, you know, I ran your chart. I think we talked about that. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to do so that everyone listening can have a flavor of what this is
sure.
just tell you a little bit about the charts in general, and then more specifically something about yours. Does that sound good?
Okay. That sounds great. I love that.
Okay. So the human design chart, it's amazing. It's in full color. It's got all these different shapes and colors and lines. And anyway, what it basically, I want to start really simple, because when you work with it on a really simple, in a really simple way, it will work for you. As you start to work with your chart and you start to practice what is called your strategy, then we can start to reveal deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper layers of the chart. But essentially what the chart will show you are your strengths, your places where you have ease and flow, and the places where you may have some challenges and how to work through them. So there are five human design types. There's the manifester, the manifesting generator, the generator, the projector, and the reflector. Now, each one of these five types has unique strengths and challenges, and each one of these types has a particular strategy that, if they follow, everything in their life comes to them easily and they can fully realize all the potential in their chart.
Hmm.
So, for instance, your type is what we call a manifesting generator. So what you have is a little bit of manifesting energy, which is that part that just gets these fantastic ideas and wants to create, create, create.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the generator, which is an aspect or a style of personality style of someone who, when they have found their right work, they can work really hard for, you know, a long period of time. Like, you're a generator bunny or an energizer bunny. So like from 9 to 5 or 6, you're just like, whoa, you love what you do. You just keep going and keep going. And it's like your energy is inexhaustible. And then when you mm-hmm. hit the end of the day, time to rest. So mm-hmm. does that feel a little bit like you?
Yeah, it does. It's right on. It's definitely spot on, I can tell you.
So what's it like to have someone say that and feel like it's spot on?
It feels freeing. It feels truthful. It feels like I want to know more about what you do, because I never had anyone tell me these things from an outside perspective, telling me. I mean, we've gotten to know each other a little bit, but, you know, in order to find this information, they would have probably had to know you for quite a few years, and that's not the case here. So, yeah, it's amazing. I'm excited about it.
So may I tell you a little bit more about your type?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's like, who doesn't want to know, right, about themselves?
Exactly.
So manifesting generators have lots of energy. So would you say that you get a lot done, like more than most people?
If I love something, yeah, I can get a lot done.
Exactly. If you're doing what you love, you get
Absolutely.
A lot done.
Yes.
Also, manifesting generators move fast. So people who know you well, would they say that, wow, she moves really fast?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, again, it's something that I love. I can move it pretty fast. Yeah, once
yeah.
I get it, and even if I'm in the learning process, yeah, I can move it through.
See, and the thing is, that's normal for you. But for other people, they're like, whoa, how did she do that? So you can move fast. Would you say that you're good at starting things? Like, you have a lot of vision and you can get inspired and start things?
Yeah, I can. Again, it all depends on, you know, your love of it. But if I'm a little confused initially, if I look at the big picture, that also starts me.
Yes. So you also have one of the things that shows up in the chart are what we call centers, and you have what we call an open head center, which means you receive inspiration from a lot of different people and sources. You get a lot of ideas. And you
yes.
also have what's called a gate of, I'm forgetting the actual name of the gate, but it's a gate of mutative knowing. Like, you know stuff. Like, you just know that you know. Does that feel right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And, yeah. So you're an out-of-the-box kind of thinker.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And would you say that one of your challenges is that sometimes it's hard to wait because you just want to do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can get frustrated when you have to wait.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay. If I want something, it's kind of like Christmas. When you're a kid, you couldn't wait to open up the package.
Exactly. So that's one of the challenges of a manifesting generator. So now I want to tell you about your strategy, because regardless of what type you or anyone is, your strategy is the most important part.
Mm.
So you have sort of a two-part strategy. One is called inform. And I'll explain. Because you move fast, and you can also go in, you also have in your chart a potential to do a lot of different things at one time, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that you inform other people what you're up to.
Okay.
Do you ever find that you move fast and people go, what the, what? And they get mad at you because you're moving so fast and they don't know where you're going?
Yeah, I have people frustrated sometimes with me.
Okay, so the way to alleviate the frustration in them and also in you is to just give them a heads up. Like, what you have to do, this is hard for manifesting generator, you have to slow yourself down just enough to take all this stuff that's going on, put it into language, and tell someone, this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
You don't have to get permission. You just want to get them on the same page with you.
I like no permission.
No. You don't need to ask permission. You just need to get them on the same page. And when they're on the same page, they'll feel a lot happier, and they'll relax and work with you better.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, there's a second part to your strategy. You ready?
Yeah.
So I just played with your strategy right then. I said, are you ready? I asked you a yes or no question, and you said yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So manifesting generators and also generators need to respond to simple yes-no questions. They need to respond to what's coming to them from their environment, from people, from places, from emails. You see something out in the world and you respond to it. It's like you're dancing with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you learn to respond really effectively for you is to listen to something called your sacral motor, or short form for that is your gut. And when I do readings with people, and we can do this offline, I will teach you how to listen to your sacral response so you can quickly answer yes or no questions. And it sounds like this, So as crazy as it sounds, the best way for you to respond to what's coming to you is just take a moment and see if it's a uh-huh or an uh-uh. And when you start to learn how to use that, you have so much clarity, and you're still moving fast you're moving fast in the right direction at all times.
Wow. I like that.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, because that does suit me. I like to be able to just say, uh-huh, nuh-uh. And not
because
be
that's,
a,
yeah.
Yeah. No. Yes, I'm more of that person.
That's your nature. So cultivating that is key for you, that and informing people. And then you can just dance with the universe. And you're already doing it. I mean, look what you're doing with the summit. I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? This has been like a huge shift for me to do this, and I've learned so much. And the fact that I know that I want to help, if I can change people's idea of the way they view things, of the way they view themselves, their lives, what they take in, what they take out, physically and mentally, I think it makes me feel so wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I can feel that in you.
Yeah.
So that's like one piece of what I do with people. It's like we run their human design chart. We get the overview of their whole genetic blueprint, their potential, their capacity, and then I give them their basic strategy. So like they can start shifting right away into alignment with the energy that brings them the vitality that's already inside of them.
Oh, I like that.
And then, should we go to the next part?
Yes.
Okay. So then what I do with people is I help them uncover all those beliefs and stories and feelings that block them, that cover over the potential that's in their chart. And I have a tool that I'd like to show you this morning, and I'm hoping that people listening can kind of learn it as we do it together. A really, really, really simple tool, which I call Say Yes, which I use with people when they're confronted with a feeling that like comes up and kind of overpowers them.
Okay.
So, like, when a really difficult feeling comes up, well, actually, let's get more specific. So, you know, is there any feeling that's been kind of coming up, particularly in the last week or so, with everything coming together for you?
I'm as long as I stay in the moment, but if I start thinking about what's next, there is an overwhelm sensation because there's so many movable parts to creating a summit. And so when I do get into the, if I don't keep myself, I can get into overwhelm. And that is an area I do not do well in at all.
Okay. So I'm going to weave what you just said to something from your chart because everything weaves together. In your chart is there's a part that shows that you're one of those people, I have this too, where we like to figure everything out.
Yeah.
But the trouble is we can't figure everything out, but we feel this tremendous pressure to figure things out and get things done like yesterday. Does that sound like you?
Yeah, a lot of it, definitely.
Yeah. So we have that, and then we get overwhelmed.
Yes.
And so overwhelm is a normal sort of feeling that comes up when we're trying really hard to figure it out and get it done. But it doesn't feel good because when you get overwhelmed, I think, you know, what you've said to me is like your brain isn't as clear. You're not at your optimal functioning, let's say.
No, because I'm thinking about things that I shouldn't be thinking about and that drains my energy.
Exactly. So you're thinking about that and your energy's going down. So
yeah.
Usually when we get a feeling that's uncomfortable, like overwhelm or frustration or anger, we will maybe push it aside or get busy with something else or, you know, try to just like get around it, but it's still there, right?
Right.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you a tool called Say Yes that's going to help you allow this feeling to just have its life energetically so it can leave. How's that sound to you?
I would love that.
Okay. So while I'm doing this with you, I invite anyone who's listening in to call up a feeling, an uncomfortable feeling that you may be having, like sadness or anger or frustration or overwhelm, and just follow along as I do this with Maureen. So Maureen, right now, and I know you're probably pretty mellow right now, but just imagine it. If you really let the overwhelm be here, if you could measure its level of intensity on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no overwhelm and 10 being, you know, off the charts, where would you say it is right now? What number?
Thinking back in those moments, some of them were at nines, I know it.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it can go to a nine. So everyone else, just find a number for the feeling or emotion you're having. Just find a number. And all I'm going to do is just guide you through something. And what all you have to do is just use the word yes. So right now, Maureen, would you allow yourself to feel the overwhelm? Just say yes.
Yes.
And could you allow yourself to feel it some more?
Yes.
And could you welcome it up?
Yes.
And welcome it up some more?
Yes.
And welcome it up some more?
Yes.
Overwhelm is an energy. It's just an emotional energy that's been stuck inside of you, and it really just wants to be felt so it can leave. So can you welcome it up some more?
Yes.
And welcome it up some more?
Yes.
And just let it have its life. Could you welcome it up some more?
Yes.
And welcome it up some more?
Yes.
And just let it be as big as it needs to be.
Yes.
And say yes to it some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And now just pause and see where that feeling is on a scale of 0 to 10.
It feels like it went back the other direction. Instead of going up, it's going back.
So what would be the number for it now?
I would say it's probably at a 4 right now. It's going back down.
Okay, so it's going down. So let's just go a little bit longer. And any little tidbits of overwhelm that are still in there, just, you know, let's just welcome it up like a long-lost friend, because honestly, it is kind of a friend. So instead of saying, shh, go away, I don't like you, or, you know, like metaphorically putting your finger in the dike, you know, that's the story. Let's just say yes to the overwhelm and let that last little bit, just let it come up. And again, imagine that it's energy, and as you say yes to it, it can start to move. You can even imagine opening up a little valve on the top of your head and letting some of the energy just go right off the top of your head. So could you say yes to the overwhelm?
Yes. Yes.
And say yes to it some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And could you just love that feeling? Because there it is.
Yeah, it's yes. I love it.
Yeah. And say yes to it some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And could you just love it and let it go?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
And more. Yeah.
What's
it feel like?
It feels like it's now down to a 2, almost a 1. So
it's almost
moving.
A 1. And do you feel the giggles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's it like in your body as the energy leaves, the energy of overwhelm?
I feel like I have more energy, better energy, to do what I want to focus on instead of having that come up and stagnate myself.
Yeah, so that stagnation feeling is gone. I heard the giggling, and you seem like, I can feel you over the phone. You're like, because I feel it. I have in my human design what's called an open emotional solar plexus, so I can feel what other people are feeling, even over the phone. And I'm starting to get really giddy. So I'm wondering if you're feeling a little giddy with this leaving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I feel like it's, you know, I'm not frightened of it, or I'm not frightened that it's going to take over and I won't be able to do something.
What you just said is so huge. Do you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I'm not frightened anymore.
And you're not frightened that it will take you over.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that feeling comes up, because it may visit you again or another feeling, do you feel like you have a tool now that you can use to welcome it up and let it
go? Definitely. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I love this. This is so simple. We actually, I used to teach this around the country with a group of teachers, and, you know, we had a children's program. Children really get this. So easy, you know, but it's so not what we've been conditioned to do.
No.
Yeah. So that's the say yes exercise.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. I love it too. I used it before the call to help me, you know, let go of any anxiety I was having about being interviewed.
Oh, well, you don't seem like you have any anxiety on interviewing at all right now.
Well, I did my homework too, honey. I practice everything I teach my folks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because I'm just like you. I'm just like everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, that's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're so welcome. You know, the other thing we were just going to mention here is that, you know, so I work with people like I'm working with you, and we, you know, remove barriers and obstacles so you can bring back your vitality and your zest and all of that good stuff. And I do that one-on-one. I work with couples, especially couples who really are feeling less connected and they want to bring back the intimacy and the fire in their relationship.
Sure.
So one of the things I also do with my clients is I give them tools so they can, on their own, keep the movement going. So they come to me and they're already like ready to go to the next level because they've been doing their homework. You know, people want to feel resilient and they want to feel like they can rely on themselves. So I give them practices that they do on their own. And one of them is what I call the wellness sexuality practice. And this has been phenomenal for couples who are feeling disconnected. You know, like one couple I worked with had just had a baby. So all their energy was focused on raising a child, trying to keep their marriage together, and their sexuality was pretty much down the toilet, not happening. So when they learned this practice, which I taught them, they learned how to deepen their connection, improve their communication, and turn on their like sexual energy and their like their kundalini energy in a way they never had before. So, and what they found was that the energy that they generated through the practice affected every part of their life. Like he could go back to work and he felt like he had more of his masculinity and more of his power. And she felt like she took more ownership of her part of the relationship. And she was like being more assertive about who she is and what she wants. And it really changed how they related together. And their sex life came back. Surprise, surprise. So that's one tool I give to people. You know, I teach it to them, and then they practice on their own.
Mm.
I know.
And, that's
nice. And then another thing is the book that you mentioned in the beginning that called The Power of Pause, which is a book with an accompanying CD with guided meditations. And what it does, it's called The Power of Pause, Simple Meditations for Complicated Lives. Because most of us are too busy to sit down on a meditation pillow in the morning and meditate for 10 minutes, let alone, you know, 30 minutes, let alone 10 minutes. What this book shows you is how to stop in a moment, pause, come back to yourself, and let the energy of who you are just flow back in.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And this is in the book as well,
this
right?
This is in the book. So you actually, people read the book, they read stories, and each story has like a experiential exercise, which can be done, you know, when you're driving your car or when you're brushing your teeth. I mean, it's like things you can do during your day to
okay.
completely reshift. And then there's a CD you can play, so you can actually be guided through these. Because some people are more audio learners, and some people are more visual, and I like to meet people where they are.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful, especially, too. I mean, if it is the audio, they can listen to it anywhere, and they don't have a big setup or anything.
Yeah, yeah. For those of us that still have CD players in our car.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that. Those are great. Well, what would you? We've kind of gone over. I mean, definitely doing these things will definitely increase anyone's energy. And again, it's a mental. This is such a mental exercises that are so important for all of us. And what would you say your lifestyle tips are for? Your lifestyle tips for having a balanced life and thriving, Linda. What would you say? What do you do personally?
Oh, that's a great question, Maureen, because, you know, if I can't do this for myself and give it to myself, then I have no resources to give back to others. So I would say the most important thing in my life is to find ways to nourish me and fill me up. And there are different ways I do that. I do practice meditation. I take times in the morning to sit and quietly go in and be with my mind, which is sometimes quiet and sometimes not so quiet. But it's like everything is fine when you're just sitting with and bringing like a level of acceptance and approval to where you are. So I practice meditation with a lot of approval. I also practice giving myself and other people, approval. And there's actually an exercise that I teach people to help them let go of the disapproval part so then we can make space to give approval. So I practice giving myself and other people approval. I do the wellness sexuality practice. I do my best to spend time in nature. I live in LA, so maybe, you know, once a week at the minimum. I move my body. Like, for me, the mental clarity comes when I'm taking really, really good care of my body. So I exercise, I dance, I do yoga, I take walks. I eat well, and I can't wait to listen to all these other speakers talk about, you know, really great tips for increasing your metabolism, because I'm all about that. And I think that's so important, especially for people, you know, in their 40s and 50s, to work with food and find, really use food as a source of nourishment. And I, you know, I practice being myself.
You know, in what way?
Well, I'll go back to the book. You know, if I'm finding, like, I'm going to put it this way. I practice connecting with other people by connecting with myself. So, like, if I'm driving my car and I'm stopped at a stoplight, I pause. I take a breath. I feel the seat underneath me and the steering wheel in my hands. And then I look to the car next to me. And I feel connection. And if they look over, we might, like, link eyes, and there's a moment of connection. And when that happens, my whole internal experience changes. I get more relaxed, I feel more happy, and I move on. Or when I'm in the grocery store and I'm waiting in line, I'll connect with a person next to me. Or I'll speak to the person at the cashier, you know, the cashier. And so I'm practicing giving them approval, I'm connecting, I'm being curious, I'm letting myself be open to whoever's in front of me. And I think that's really important. I do it so much, I think I wouldn't even have thought of it until you asked the question.
Oh, I love that. I think it's so important to acknowledge who's in front of us, and that's the greatest thing you can give to somebody is your time and your moment. And that is beautiful, because they in turn may do the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, without even me trying to do anything, it can change somebody else's day.
Absolutely.
Because we don't know, maybe they're in a funky place, maybe they just had a fight with their spouse, you know, or it's like, and somebody's kind to them. Did you
really
ever see
important.
That? Yeah. Did you ever see that bumper sticker, practice random acts of kindness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. doing that. Yeah, no, I love that. That's beautiful. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So wonderful. Well, I think we're running a little bit close to our time here. Do you want to talk about your free gift?
Absolutely. So my free gift has two parts. The first part is you'll receive a, you'll find a link, you'll go to this page, and then you'll click on the link to receive a free questionnaire where you get to measure your level of ignition.
Mm.
It's really great. So you get to see where you are in terms of vitality and ignition, and there's a little synopsis for each level. And then the second part is once you've done that, you get to send me your birth information, and I will run for free your human design chart, and then I'll send along with your chart a document that describes the types and strategies, which you and I were talking about earlier on the call.
Oh, that's fabulous. What a nice, that's great. So basically, it's access to your human design.
Your own unique chart, your one and only personal chart.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's right in your link, audience. Now, how can the listeners get a hold of you, Linda?
So you can email me at Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at Ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E, your, Y-O-U-R, joy, J-O-Y, .us. Should I give a phone number or just email?
It's up to you. Whatever you're feeling right now. I think it's okay.
Well, how about this? I'll give my website.
Perfect.
So the website is, surprise, surprise, www.igniteyourjoy.us. And then there's
Perfect.
Also a place on there where you can contact me, but you've already got my email. So, yeah. And I'll give a phone number, 310-202-6722. That's in Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Now the audience can get a hold of you today.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much, Linda. This has been great. And I love the fact that we were all got engaged with this. And thank you, audience, listeners, for your time. And I've learned so much from you, and I know the audience has as well. Do you have any other last words, Linda, for the audience? Anything
you know,
on your heart?
I would say one of the biggest learnings for me that I want to convey to all of you is listen to your heart and follow your desire. And if you have trouble finding out what that is, find someone in your life who will really listen to you and call it out of you, because we were all born to live our authentic self, which is essentially following that deep desire. And when we do that, we have all the energy and we do thrive.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you,
audience. Yeah, thanks, Linda, and thank you so much. And this is Maureen, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.